open Fiora. Messiah. The Cuckservatives. Ah, Cuckservatives. Ah, yes. Cuckservatives. Good morning, children and Cuckservatives. It is the great one himself. Welcome, bitches, bitchettes, Cuckservatives. And you can scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, moan, look for a motherfucking safe space.
Dig in your heels and hold on tight.
You can shove your opinions up your ass. That way the Trump and Fuhrer's cock has something to keep it company.
Either you are wrong or I am right.
Don't forget, the ever-present, the most likely, the third possibility, you are wrong and I am right. Go fuck yourself. Now, a smarter person would have put their tea over here closer before they started recording, but I didn't bring any smart people today. Was that a gunshot?
No,
it wasn't. Oh, really? Yeah. It still wasn't a gunshot. But I can always pretend it was. I could pretend that I'm under assault by the Cuckservatives. Greetings, what's up, guys? It is the great one. We're here. Oh my god, there's a fucking hook! I spent 20 minutes this morning looking for a goddamn hook that I could screw into the ceiling to hang a wind chime from, and I looked in all the places where I expected to find a hook and I couldn't find one, and there's one sitting right here on the shelf right next to where I fucking need it. Alright, done. Today is, what is today, the 20th? 20th of November. Year of our Lord and Savior, Trump of Fear, 2019. I'm the great one himself, founder of Cynical Libertarian Society, blah, blah, blah. I think it was, well, not in the previous episode, because in the previous episode, it was me and Cappy listening to Cappy complain and give all these excuses about why he can't write his book. Because, you know, when all you do is ride around on your motorcycle and play golf, it's really difficult to sit down and write a book. It must be tough. It must be tough. Being international playboy and author like Aaron Clary is. Good gosh. And I keep dropping shit. Episode before that, I had delved off into the Texas legislature. Hold on. Who the fuck is texting me? Hang on, are you... Shipping estimate, we're on estimate. All right, I need to do that. Sorry, gang, work. Fucking interrupting. See, I tried to podcast and people want me to fucking do shit. All right. Where the hell was I? Oh, Texas legislature. And their actions. I think we're going to just go down that vein for this episode because I've got quite a bit of information here about things that the Texas legislature and the government of Texas have done. And these will help us to illustrate exactly why government is pathetic. And I know that you think that the form of government you advocate is going to work perfectly and it's just never been done right. You know, communism, it's just never been done right. socialism, it's never been done right. Monarchy has just never been done right. We got the fucking Nazi. Well, National Socialism, you know, it just wasn't done right. All of you have this little masturbatory fantasy where your version of government, if we just do it right, you know, the Nazis kill me the most, because the Nazis, the modern day Nazis, they actually think, well, we'll create a National Socialist government, because it's really easy. You just create this National Socialist government, right? Yeah, I mean, you just fart it out. The fact that there's already a government in the United States, and most of you Nazis, I think I mentioned this before. Long story, there's this podcast, and he's a sort of a white, he's what you would call a Nazi, right? And he's doing his podcast, they put out this PDF, and the PDF, it's this long file with all of these things that they advocate and stand for, blah, blah. And you get to the end, and it's like, well, but we don't want any violence. I'm like, okay, look. You think you're going to have a National Socialist government. Okay, problem number one, the United States already has a government. For you to have your masturbatory fantasy National Socialist government, you have to get rid of that government. Okay, but then you say you're opposed to violence. Okay, so you can't get rid of the existing government by violence. That's out. And you're opposed to secession, so you can't leave the United States and create your own government. How the fuck do you think are you going to implement this National Socialist government without either violence or leaving? How? How do you think you're going to do that? Oh my God, people. All right, God damn it. It's my day off from work. That's why they're harassing me. I have to pause the fucking podcast and deal with this. I will be right back. And then we will make fun of governments. We'll use the government of the state of Texas as an example, but we're going to make fun of government. All right, maybe I'm done being annoyed. Who knows? All right. Let's start here with a reminder of just how far we've come. This is from back in my hometown 100 years ago. Hometown newspaper 100 years ago. In a recent election held in this county, the people voted against prohibition with the following results. For prohibition, 474. Against, 762. For women's suffrage, 453. Against women's suffrage, 792. What, almost 2-1 against women voting? You see, 100 years ago, men weren't stupid. Oh, look how far we've come. Look how much we've progressed. All right, let's continue where I left off in the previous episode, whatever episode that was, because we did the SNAP benefits. We got to distribute SNAP benefits. We got to pass a law to distribute SNAP benefits more evenly over the month, because we can't just give the poor people a bunch of fucking free money on the first day of the month and expect them to be able to figure out how to budget that free money over 30 days. That's simply beyond their intelligence. And once again, guys, if you can't figure out how to budget some amount of free money that you receive from the taxpayers via the government, taken away from the taxpayers with threat of force and gunpoint, if you can't figure out how to budget that money over 30 fucking days, that probably explains to us why you're poor. House Bill 1631 by Representative Jonathan Strickland, Republican, Bedford, prohibits a local authority from implementing or operating a red light traffic signal enforcement system. I think that means a fucking red light camera. But a local authority may continue to operate the system under the terms of a contract until the contract expires. The law allowing cities to install and operate red light enforcement systems became law in 2007. We have Senate Bill 442 by Senator Kelly Hancock, Republican, North Richland Hills. It requires that insurance companies warn residential and commercial property policyholders if their policy does not cover flood damage so that they may better prepare for future natural disasters. Because you see, you have to pass a law telling the insurance company to tell the people who buy an insurance policy that the policy doesn't cover flood damage because the people buying policies don't actually read the policy and they're not smart enough to ask, hey, does the policy I'm buying cover flooding? So you have to pass a law to force the insurance companies to tell people this because people aren't smart enough to ask. But these same people, not smart enough to, hey, so I'm buying some insurance from you. I'm going to give you a big chunk of money. I'm going to sign this contract. Does this cover flooding? See, people are not smart enough to do that. They are, however, smart enough to vote because democracy, oh, democracy is a wonderful thing. Senate Bill 649 by Senator Zaffarini de Laredo. No, wait. Oh, no, that's Democrat from Laredo. Senator Zaffarini. Does Senator Zaffarini not have two names like everybody else? We got Jessica Farrell. We got Victoria Neve. We got Cole Hefner. We got Stephanie Click. We got Jonathan Strickland. Kelly Hancock, Senator Zaffarini. Zaffarini apparently only has one name. A Democrat from Laredo seeks to reduce the volume of waste deposited in landfills by requiring the creation of a plan. I can't read. By requiring the creation of a plan to stimulate the use of recyclable materials as feedstock in processing and manufacturing. Now, being from the country, when I saw the word feedstock, the first thing I thought was you feed cattle. So, wait, you're going to take recyclable materials and you're going to feed them to cattle. Okay, that sounds like something stupid people would do. But turns out that's not what feedstock means in this case. I'm coming over here to the computer, which is way over here. So, hang on. Let's use technology, great one. Get your shit together. Whoops. Fucking technology. Feedstock recycling. Feedstock recycling, also known as chemical recycling, is the process of breaking down collected plastics into monomers and other basic chemical elements. This is an attractive option. Oh, it's attractive. An attractive option for plastic products that are difficult to recycle mechanically due to low quality, composite nature, or low economic value. These monomers can be used as virgin material alternatives in manufacturing new polymers. Okay, so that kind of initially sounds like it might be a good idea, but here's the question. I mean, the first question is, why do we keep making so much shit out of plastic? I mean, there are some things that it makes logical sense to make out of plastic, but what if we just made less shit out of plastic? But does converting this plastic into this feedstock, once again, how much energy does that use as compared to creating new plastic? I don't know. just throwing it out. What's more fascinating is, of course, because we're talking about government, not recycling, which is a scam, but actually both of them are a scam. This is funny. This is humorous. Let's listen to this again. Let's read this again. It's going to require the creation of a plan to stimulate the use of recyclable materials as feedstock. We're going to require the creation of a plan to stimulate. What does that mean in English? What that means is tax money. We're going to require the creation of a plan to stimulate. How do you stimulate recycling plastic as feeds? How do you stimulate? And again, it means, what this tells me is that the fact that the government has to create a plan to stimulate the recycling of plastic as feedstock materials, this tells me it's not profitable, right? The government doesn't have to create a plan to stimulate women into being cam whores. You know why? Because being a cam whore is profitable. If whatever the fuck it is happens to be profitable. For example, the government here in Colorado, the People's Republic of Colorado, nobody had to create a government program to stimulate selling dope. You know why? Because selling dope to stoners is profitable. The fact that the government has to pass a fucking bill which will require the creation of a plan to stimulate recycling tells me the recycling is not financially viable and in fact loses money. Senate Bill 962 by Senator Robert Nichols, Republican, Jacksonville, extends provisions in current law through 2034, requiring that the state's Economic Stabilization Fund maintain a sufficient minimum balance before constitutionally approved transfers to the state highway fund may be executed. That sounds like it might have something to do with fiscal responsibility and is probably the only thing the legislature is looking at that might be worth doing. Well, that and getting rid of the camera speed traps. I'm okay with that one, too. All right. That was me getting distracted by work emails again because it's my day off. Here we go. Because we can never have enough taxes. One of the good things about Texas is it has no state income tax. But they're going to make up for that in other ways. Legislation that would allow Texas to collect sales tax from remote sellers in accordance with the 2018 South Dakota Wayfair decision from the U.S. Supreme Court advanced last week. This was back in May of 2019. I don't know what the outcome. I don't know what the outcome was. The Senate Finance Committee on April 24th approved Senate Bill 70 and Senate Bill 890, both authored by Senator Nelson, and two companion bills, this one and that one, authored by House Ways and Means Committee Chair Dustin Burroughs, Republican Lubbock, because we know that Republicans are so opposed to raising taxes. Oh my God, those Republicans. Well, if we just voted Republican, right? Everything would be okay, right? Conservatives? Oh my God, the problem is Democrats. If we just had more Republicans, we just got to vote Republicans. See, Republicans, they understand economics. Republicans, they don't raise taxes. Republicans, they genuinely care about the little people. They're the party of the poor because they want to stimulate the economy and they want to get out of the way and they want to let businesses do their thing and they want the economy to grow because they're Republicans. They're so different from Democrats because they have an R after their name. Quote, this legislation paves the way. Paving the way. That's the last thing you want government to do. Anytime government starts paving the way, you know you're about to get fucking railroaded. This legislation paves the way for Texas to fairly collect online sales tax. Fairly collect. Okay, hold on. Let's digress for a minute. Okay, guys, listen. People, get out your fucking notepad because we're going to lay down some fucking wisdom here. I'm looking on the fucking OkCupid dating site the other day because I need a little entertainment. And yet again, I see one more fucking bimbo writing on there about how she's married to a man, but they're ethically non-monogamous. And I finally figured out what part of this is what the problem with this is. Okay, follow me here. Have you ever heard anybody say, I ethically wipe my ass? Have you ever heard anybody say, have I ever come on and say, hey guys, great, I'm the great one and I am an ethical podcaster? Has anybody ever said, I'm an ethical author? Well, I'm an ethical plumber. No, you say I'm an author. I mean, unless you're Aaron Clary and you have all these fucking excuses for not writing your book. I'm allergic to cats. Yeah, whatever. You're a plumber. You're a podcaster. You're a whatever the fuck you are. You don't have to preface it by saying you're ethical. You've heard me say this one before. I've said unto you that bread has no nutritional value. Do you know why? How you know? Not why. How you know bread doesn't have nutritional value? Because you can go to the store and you can buy enriched bread. Okay, if bread had nutritional value, there would be no such thing as enriched bread. Right? Is there such a thing as an enriched apple, an enriched orange, enriched broccoli, enriched steak? No, because those things have nutritional value. Bread does not have nutritional value, thus it must be enriched. People who are ethically non-monogamous know that being non-monogamous is unethical. That's why they have to preface it by saying, well, I'm ethically non-monogamous. Okay, well, I'm ethically a rapist. I'm an ethical child molester. Yeah, I'm ethically gassing Jews. Right? I own slaves ethically. I'm an ethical slave owner. Right? This is all psychobabble. It's nonsense. Well, I'm ethically non-monogamous. Okay, well, being non-monogamous is in fact okay. You wouldn't need to preface it with the word ethical. And I will not even necessarily make the argument that being non-monogamous is unethical. The people making that argument are the people who feel the need to put the word ethical in front of non-monogamous. They know they're doing something wrong. They feel, and once again, I'm not going to make an objective argument that banging someone you're not married to when you're married to someone else is wrong. I'm not going to make that argument. But I'm non-monogamous, I fuck multiple people, I'm never going to put the word ethical in front of it. Because putting the word ethical in front of it tells everyone that deep down inside, you think it's unethical, right? Nobody puts the word ethical in front of something they think is ethical. Language reveals things. And this is an example. This legislation paves the way for Texas to fairly collect online sales tax. Oh, you mean as opposed to unfairly collect it? We're going to fairly collect the taxes, which tells us, you know, that collecting taxes on online sales is unfair. Otherwise, you wouldn't have to tag the word fairly in front of it. I'm an ethical abortionist. I only perform ethical abortions. This legislation paves the way for Texas to fairly collect online sales tax within the parameters outlined by the Supreme Court, Nelson said. This bill ensures that no undue burdens are placed on remote sellers. No undue burdens. Who defines what burden is due and undue? Oh, the government does. Well, that's convenient. Woo, that's convenient. Senate Bill 70/House Bill 2153 would allow for the establishment of a single local use tax to avoid placing an undue burden on remote sellers. The Comptroller's Office projects that the change would generate $300 million over the next fiscal biennium. I don't even know what a fucking biennium. Where the fuck is Clary when I need his fucking worthless allergic to cat's ass? Because he can fucking tell me what a biennium is. I have no fucking idea what that word means. Hang on. Fucking see if I can figure out what a biennium is. What? Period of 2 years. Why can't you just say 2 years? Apparently a biennium is 2 years. I don't know why we just can't say two fucking years. I guess it wouldn't sound as government-y. Senate Bill 890/House Bill 1525 would allow marketplace vendors to collect sales tax from third-party remote sellers. The Comptroller's Office projects that the change would generate $550 million in the next two-year budget period. Oh, we used English in that sentence. So in the next 2 years, these taxes are going to bring in $850 million. I wonder what we're going to waste that on. Time change bill. Should Texas do away with falling back in November and springing forward in March and instead keep clocks on standard time or daylight saving times year-round? Oh, man. Once in a while, even a blind squirrel finds a nut. Now, I would actually love to know, I'd love to know how this turned out. I'm going to assume it didn't happen because it would actually make sense to stop jacking the clock back and forth. And thus it would be intelligent and thus government would not do it. On April 23rd, the Texas House approved on a vote of 133-9 a measure that would put the question to Texans in the form of a constitutional amendment on the November 5th ballot. So this just happened. Hold on. We gotta have a constitutional amendment to stop fucking with the goddamn clock. This is constitutional amendment level stuff right here. Now, the government can just, they can pass a law and raise taxes, no constitutional amendment needed, right? They can pass these taxes that are going to fucking suck $850 million out of the economy over a two-year period, no constitutional amendment needed. But if we want to stop fucking up everybody's goddamn rhythms and stop jacking the clock back and forth by an hour twice a year, that requires a constitutional amendment. If there was any sanity to democracy, every vote would require every vote, every tax increase would require everybody to vote on it, for it or against it. On April 23rd, did I read that already? I did. The measure, House Joint Resolution 117 by Representative Lyle Larson, Republican San Antonio, now moves to the Senate for consideration. If the Senate also approves and a statewide ballot measure passes, Congress would have to amend the Uniform Time Act of 1966 before Texas could stop springing forward and falling back. Oh my God. Once again, look at the convolutedness. All we're going to do is stop fucking with the clock. Well, first the House has to pass, then the Senate has to pass, then we have to put it on the ballot, and then people have to vote, and if it passes, well, then we have to amend the Uniform Time Act of 1966. Wow. God, how would we function without the government? How would we function without all these layers of complexity in our lives? God damn. Well, I know. If we just had a national socialist government, everything would be okay. Oh. Quote, the process of changing our clocks twice each year is primitive and illogical, said Larson. Time is a human construct. With the passage of this resolution, Texans can decide which time to stick with. We could maintain our sleep schedules, feeling healthier and happier as a result. We could end a senseless practice that has many drawbacks and very few, if any, positive aspects. Quote, one of the smartest things ever said by anybody in government. Opponents, because there are, of course, there's opponents of House Joint Resolution 117 cited concerns. They're concerned. We got to keep turning the clock, but we're concerned. What are we concerned about? Such as safety issues, confusion in scheduling, and breaking with tradition. Okay, we can't stop turning the clock back and forth because of safety issues, such as how exactly is this a safety issue? We can't stop turning the clocks back and forth because confusion in scheduling. Because you see, people might get confused. If you don't change the clock forward by an hour and backwards by an hour, because there's nothing confusing about that, right? People might get confused about what time it is. Now, these same people who would get confused about what time it is if the clock doesn't go back and forth by an hour twice a year, those same people who would be confused by not changing the time twice a year, those people get to vote. I am baffled. I am baffled as to why democracy is a failure. And we can't stop changing the clock back and forth because we wouldn't want to break with tradition. Now, other traditions such as, I don't know, white people being allowed to live, two sexes, men and women getting married and raising children together, you know, defending your borders, not randomly bombing other countries, not interfering in the politics of other countries, minding your own fucking business, not taxing people into oblivion. You know, those traditions, we have fucked those traditions. But we got to keep changing the clock back and forth because it's a tradition. Christ Almighty. All right. August 22nd, year of our Lord and Savior, 2019. The governor of Texas has come to our rescue and defense. I don't know about you, but I feel safer already. Governor takes action to prevent acts of terrorism. Texas now boasts its own domestic terrorism task force, established by order of the governor in the wake of the deadly August 3rd shooting in El Paso. Because, you know, all the time and effort the federal government dumps into defending us from terrorism, That's not enough. We need more protection from terrorism, which, of course, as we all know, because if you listen to this podcast, you're smart. We all know that the fact that we need more protection from terrorism tells us that the federal government's protecting us from terrorism doesn't actually fucking work. Because if it worked, we wouldn't need additional protection from terrorism, now would we? Twenty-two people were killed and 24 injured by a suspect firing a military-style assault rifle in a popular shopping venue. Ooh, military-style assault rifle. Ooh, scary. Ooh, scary. Governor Greg Abbott and Costello, who's on first? No, who's on second? On Wednesday, August 14th, said the task force's job will be to analyze and provide advice on strategies to maximize law enforcement's ability to protect against acts of domestic terrorism. That's meaningless. They're going to analyze and provide advice on strategies to maximize law enforcement's ability to protect against acts of domestic terrorism. That's not really a thing. If you want to protect any, okay, I don't know jack shit about this shooting on August the 3rd. Knowing nothing about it, I'm going to take a wild guess that the person who did the shooting was raised by a single mother. I mean, what sort of strategies to maximize law enforcement's ability to protect against acts of domestic terrorism? What does that actually manifest as? Other than, what, more police state, more gun control? The first meeting is set for Friday, August 30th. Quote, our top priority is to keep Texans safe in their communities. He said, adding that Texas is stronger when we come together in pursuit of a shared goal. And today's actions are vital steps in our ongoing fight against extremism and violence. Unless, of course, that extremism and violence is committed by Antifa or leftist or the military of the United States bombing other countries. Quote, we stand united against those who wish to bring harm to our state. Oh, so you're going to be devoting some of these efforts against illegal immigrants and leftists. Really? No, not really. That's actually, we don't mind when those people bring harm against the state. I mean, how do you define harm against the state? Illegal immigrants on welfare are harming the state because they're sucking money away from the taxpayers. Single mothers harming the state, sucking money away from the taxpayers. I have a feeling that's not the kind of harming the state and harming the citizens of Texas that you actually give a shit about. And together, we will build a safer future for every Texan. Meanwhile, Abbott directed the Texas Department of Public Safety to conduct a state intelligence assessment on the domestic terrorism threat. Establish a domestic terrorism section within the Texas Fusion Center, I don't know what that is, to proactively seek, assess, and monitor domestic terrorism and other mass casualty threats. I wonder how much money all this is going to cost and how many jobs this is going to create for people who can't get jobs otherwise. coordinate with the designated regional fusion centers, that I still don't know what those are, in Texas to let me read this without editorializing and see if this makes any sense. Establish a domestic terrorism section within the State Fusion Center to proactively seek, assess, and monitor domestic terrorism and other mass casualty threats. Coordinate with the designated regional fusion centers in Texas to increase the detection and monitoring of domestic terrorism and other mass casualty threats. Aren't those the same thing? Then we're going to establish domestic terrorism teams comprised of DPS. Well, it's just creating jobs for people who can't get jobs. We're going to establish domestic terrorism teams comprised of DPS special agents to provide immediate direct support to the FBI Joint Terrorism Task Forces and increasing the number of special agents to conduct domestic counterterrorism investigations. What is there to investigate? Whenever domestic terrorism happens, is anybody really investigating anything? Is anybody showing up and asking the fucking questions that need to be asked? The domestic terrorist, air quotes, was the domestic terrorist on medication for his personality? Did the domestic terrorist have any kind of mental illnesses? Did the domestic terrorist come from a single mother household? Those are the only three questions that need to be asked when investigating incidents of domestic terrorism. And those are the three questions no one will fucking ask, because those three questions will reveal what's actually going on. Those three questions will reveal the source of the problem. Next, increasing the number. Because they all sound the same. Every one of these bullet points, it's just creating more jobs for people who can't get jobs. They all sound exactly alike. I feel I'm just reading the same sentence over and over and over. Increasing the number of DPS special agents and analysts in the Texas Anti-Gang Centers. That's a thing. That's capitalized. Texas Anti-Gang Centers. Once again, you know who Anti-Gang Center? It used to be called a family. You would have a father. You'd have a father. And if the child got involved with gang activity, the father would spank the child's ass. But you see, we can't do that anymore because we don't have fathers. And spanking children is child abuse. Now, having sex with children, totally okay. But sending your children to the library where a transsexual flashes his dick at them and reads them stories about how there's no such thing as boys and girls and you can choose your own gender, see, that's perfectly okay. But spanking your child if your child becomes involved with gang activity, we can't fucking have that. Oh, God damn it. What now? Do you have your personal picture stash with you? What, like my dick? I mean, what the fuck do you want pictures of? People, I am fucking podcasting here. I don't have time for this shit. My God. I'm taking a day off, guys. I'm gonna take a fucking day off. Oh, fuck, no, great one, because I'm turning the fucking... What the fuck do you want? Yeah, fuck you. You can wait. My God. These people have... anyway, you guys don't want to hear... But anyway, let's get back to the other stupidity. Increasing the number of DPS special agents to do the job that used to be done by fathers, but we can't have fathers anymore because having fathers is patriarchal and oppressive. In the Texas Anti-Gang Center, formerly known as a nuclear family, run by a man who had a ball sack, conducting investigations of criminal gangs affiliated with neo-Nazi and white nationalist groups and networks espousing terrorist attacks. Now, you see, Antifa, totally okay, right? If you're doing violence in the name of socialism, completely all right. But if you're doing violence in the name of allowing white people to survive, whoa, you're a terrorist, you're a neo-Nazi and a white nationalist, and we're going to devote government resources that, you know, we're going to fund by raising taxes on online sales, we're going to devote government resources to hunting you down and killing you, or at the very least, putting you in a cage. But if you're going to do violence because you think you should get free college, well, that's totally fucking okay. No problem there. Fucking fuckwits. Ah, shit. This one's continued on another. Do I have the fucking rest of it? I better... Oh, God, there's so much. Oh, my God. There's more than I thought. All right, let's get going. The fucker ain't got all day, bitch. This is... September 5th, year of our Lord and Savior, Trump and Fuhrer, 2019. New Texas bills signed into laws took effect September the 1st. Here we go. Here's the new laws in the great state of Texas. Some of them. I'm sure there's more than this. These are the ones worthy of being written on the front page of the newspaper. Oh, my God. People. Once again, I understand some of you out there, I know some of you are on board with anarcho-capitalism and you get it because you're smart. I know some of you think that we've just got to have the government. We've just got to have laws, otherwise the warlords and the corporations and the roads. Yeah. I get it. Yeah. Warlords. Yeah, I know. And once again, in the name of reality, because unfortunately, thanks to your government, you can't live without, we've bred all these fucking inferior, retarded people who can't survive without SNAP benefits. And none of you have the fucking balls to let any of them die of starvation and feel any suffering. That's why you're conservatives, because your fucking enemies are parasiting off of you and you won't put the slightest effort into ridding yourselves of the parasites. Once again, you don't have to round them off and gas them like Hitler did the Jews. All you have to do is just turn off the SNAP benefits, and these people will either get a fucking job or they'll die of starvation. But you just don't have to, because you're a conservative and you care about the children and you just don't want anybody to feel any pain or experience misery because, oh, you care so much. On Sunday, September the 1st, 820 new laws went into effect that were passed during the 2019 session of the Texas legislature. On top of all the laws that already existed in the state of Texas, They needed 820 more. Once again, guys, there's five laws. You need five laws. It's illegal to kill people, to rape people, to molest children, to steal, and arson. 820 laws on top of the how many hundred thousand existing laws. I mean, this is pathetic. What can you possibly have 820 laws about? This is 820 things that are somehow being regulated, controlled, manipulated, taxed by the government. 820 laws. Fucking Christ. And anyone who's going to, well, those laws are necessary. I have a hard time believing that those 820 laws are necessary. Somehow, the human species managed to make it until September the 1st, 2019, October 31st, 2019, we survived without those 820 laws. I doubt that they are critical. And what are some of those laws? We'll find out in the next fucking episode, just to piss off Aaron Clary, who's going to be like, ah, goddammit, great one, you're stopping at 54 minutes and 20 seconds, you suck balls. Yes, I do. Anything to antagonize Clary?